Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
We have to conquer that's in here, or we will always be a target, or worse, a conduit. No, sometimes trauma, and this is why the devil attacks people at young ages to traumatize, to try to find an inroad to get into a person's life, to express himself through a body. And sometimes, now let's again, look at somebody and ask them, can you handle this? Sometimes saints are conduits. And I mean conduits for the enemy. You can be. You can be saved. The devil cannot possess you, but he can oppress you. And if there is a portal, something in agreement, something buried there that's never been torn down. Maybe from childhood. Maybe from a relationship in your adulthood. But you never really released it. It's there. And at certain times, the enemy will press that button. And sometimes knowingly and sometimes ignorantly, people will do stuff. And it will be satanic. I ask that y'all handle this now. Yeah. Because of what has happened to him and the inroads or the space that the enemy has to traffic in and out. He can't possess a saint, but he can oppress a saint. A child of God cannot be possessed because we are delivered from the law of sin and death. But you can give place to him. Mm-hmm. And so it's important that we recognize that we must pull down strongholds from within. Cut off inroads, entryways, gateways, thought patterns. You know, things like that, so that we secure this temple. And then we can truly wage full-scale warfare with the enemy. You know, sometimes, this is why there are major attacks. There have been well-known preachers, very globally well-known, who, after great things, do terrible things. Yes. Terrible things happen. How is that? If God promised to protect us, right? He said, I put my word in your mouth and I put you under the shadow of my hand in order to protect you. Why? Because there's the entertaining or the allowance of an inroad. And the enemy likes to hide in places like that. Mm-hmm. And you don't you just say, oh, well, that's just how brother so-and-so is. Or that's just how she is. She just does that all the time. Oh, wait a minute, hold everything. That was the devil. Right? That wasn't the flesh. You gotta recognize when it's the devil, it's different. When it's the devil, it's different. You can deal with the flesh. They can scream and shout all they want, but when the devil gets in there, it's something behind it. It's a power, it's a force behind it that's coming. And sometimes people use their voice, their words. You know, they'll go off in their words. The proverb says there are those that speak like the piercings of a sword. Their words pierce. So we as children of God, we must armor ourselves all the time, carry the full armor of God. Have your mind covered all the way from your mind to your feet. Covered with the armor of God. Staying in God's presence, in intimate fellowship with Him. Because things will happen. But we must learn to pull down those internal strongholds. Imaginations, high things, thought patterns. How you think? See, sometimes your greatest enemy is not out there, it's you. As I said, people want to go to the next level, but what are you willing to do concerning yourself to change? How willing are you to lay some things aside or to be honest? To be honest with you and God, be honest with yourself and say, Lord, this is an issue. I don't know how the devil getting up in here like this. And then begin to allow God to show you where he came from and how you have authority to displace him. All right? Real important. Let's get into something else because God has already designed our destiny on the earth. He's already planned the path that you and I are to walk in. He's already planned it. The Father has chosen our destiny. We must seek him to discover the plan and the purpose that he has and not what we have. We're not finding our own purpose. We're rather seeking his purpose for giving us this life. God has already planned it. And so we read in the book of Ecclesiastes about how God has set eternity in our hearts. He set eternity. Think about that a moment. He set eternity. Now, what I want to talk about or emphasize tonight is what Papa Jonathan, I believe he coined this word, but the proceeding word. There's something very, very powerful about the proceeding word. I started out by saying a lot of people are listening, but the question is, are you hearing? When Jesus spoke in parables, there were many that were listening, but everybody wasn't hearing. He said, I've given you ears to hear. They listen, but they won't understand. Look at somebody and tell them, thank God for ears that hear. Now, here, I want to show you a progression here. And I'm going to use two examples tonight, Lord willing, but God raises up prophetic men or women, prophetic men. This is why it's so important. The Lord says, "Trust, believe in the Lord, so shall you be established. Believe his prophets, so shall you prosper. Believe in the Lord, you're established. But believe the prophetic word, and it will cause your life to advance, to prosper," right? So God raises up prophetic men who connect with his spirit to hear his voice from heaven. These men are given the authority. Now listen closely. They're given the authority to bring the preceding word to whom God has chosen to give it. Now this is important because familiarity, when familiarity sets in, you're listening, but you're not hearing. You already said, because you're familiar. That's why, saints, don't allow people to get familiar with you. Familiarity will breed contempt. They'll eventually turn on you. There'll be something that harms you from familiarity. Peter did it with Jesus, and he said, Lord, I'll die with you. I'll go to jail with you. I'll die with you. I'll die for you. And next thing you know, he's denying him three times. Right? But that was the spirit of familiarity. So set your boundaries. Don't allow it. That relationship doesn't end up well. And you will lose sight of who you are with familiarity. So God appoints prophets that prophesy. Isaiah prophesied 400 years before Christ was born. At that appropriate time, or let me say at the appointed time, that prophetic word was taken out of the heavens, follow me, by an angel and sold to Mary. And I want to show you something here. It was taken, Isaiah prophesied it. And at the appointed time, the angel Gabriel came, took that word out of heaven and sold it to Mary. Right? Now, the prophetic word which had been spoken before, it was a prophetic word, but when the angel sold it, it became what we call the proceeding word. I want you to catch that phrase and remember that. It became the proceeding word. The angel caught it. Isaiah spoke it. It was prophetic. But the angel took it and brought it down and spoke it to Mary. It became the proceeding word. In other words, it became the word in the present. So see, God sends prophetic words. If you're only listening, not hearing, you'll miss it. When you get familiar with things, you'll hear it. You'll be listening, but you won't hear it. But when you hear it, see, it was sown into Mary's heart. And it became the proceeding word, right? What is that? That's the word in the present. Isaiah spoke it in the spirit realm 400 years, but at the appointed time. And this is when destiny is set in our hearts. See, God has already set your destiny.
The 2026 Resurrection Life Family Worship Center's Women's Conference. The theme is From His Presence to Her Purpose. If you're looking to move to the next level in God, you can't afford to miss this time. Friday, May 1st and Saturday, May 2nd, there will be a dynamic lineup of speakers to encourage and inspire you. The whole weekend, there will be an atmosphere of deliverance, healing, breakthrough, and more. Come experience the presence of God like never before. From His presence to her purpose. Get your tickets now at rlwomensconferences.com. That's rlwomensconferences.com. Get your tickets early so you know you're locked in, and then come expectant, come ready, come see what God has in store for you.
Have you ever felt like God was calling you higher? Higher than routine, higher than religion, higher than just going through the motions. In The Rise of the Remnant, Apostle Trevor Banks Sr. helps you discover how to leave behind the weight of hypocrisy, distraction, and doubt, and rise into the fullness of God's grace, using the very skies above us. From the troposphere to the stratosphere, Apostle Trevor Banks shows us what it means to grow in faith, to push past obstacles, and to live as the authentic you. This is a call to transformation, a call to go deeper, a call to rise. Don't settle for surface living. Be part of the remnant God is raising up. The Rise of the Remnant by Apostle Trevor Banks. Available now wherever books are sold.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.